The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. A.A. Milne, creator of Winnie the Pooh. There are so many crazy things going on today. It would be hard to not pause and reflect and feel a sense of gratitude for your own lot in life. It's like the old adage that if we were all to throw our problems into a hat, able to then choose which problems we want, we'd likely choose our own again. I feel grateful for technology. One could argue that technology has added to the problems we face today. Well, that may be partially true, but technology has also made it possible to respond to those things, make the world aware of them instantaneously, and help prevent them. When there's corruption anywhere in the world, there's usually a cell phone taking a video and broadcasting it. For Friedland, and I realize this is small in comparison to other world issues, but still, lend me your ear for a minute. I'd say that even 15 years ago, broadcasting a radio segment we host about our industry on our social media outlets wouldn't have been possible. Back then, a relatively short time ago, if something negative was happening in our industry, to tell our story, we would likely have to react by submitting an op-ed to a newspaper. Now, because of technological advancement, we all own ink by the barrel. I can tell you our story directly, and you can decide whether you want to agree or disagree with it, rather than only hearing or reading the view of the mainstream media. That, to me, is something to feel grateful for. We have the technology at our fingertips to make the world a better place. Let's do that. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Friedland. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.